I've entitled my sermonette today, Be Careful with Your Words. Now, I've not always been the best communicator. I've been told that a few times throughout my life. And it takes a lot of effort and wisdom to become a good communicator. It's a lifelong objective for each of us to become masterful communicators. Now, some people's strengths lie in this ability. They're able to speak well. Oftentimes, they make really great leaders. But we each have the responsibility to up our game when it comes to communication, whether it's with our family members, where we work, where we go, who we meet. We are responsible for the things that we choose to communicate, whether verbally or non-verbally. I'd like to turn to James chapter 3. This chapter is pretty deep. James 3, beginning in verse 1, says, "My brethren, let not many of you become teachers, knowing that we shall receive a stricter judgment. For we all stumble in many things. If anyone does not stumble in word, he is a perfect man, and also able to bridle the whole body." So we all stumble. Yet James says if we don't stumble in our words, we are mature, and then able to more and more bring everything else into subjection. You know, it's not an easy thing to accomplish. Yet James is telling us, especially those who are in authority, that this is something that God expects Christians to do. I'd like to continue on in verse 3. It says, "Indeed, we put bits in horses' mouths that they may obey us, and we turn their whole body. Look also at ships, although they are so large and they are driven by fierce winds, they are turned by a very small rudder and wherever the pilot desires. Even so, the tongue is a little member and boasts great things. See how great a forest a little fire kindles. And the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. The tongue is also set among our members that it defiles the whole body and sets on fire the course of nature, and it sets on fire by hell. For every creature of the beast and bird of reptile and creature of the sea is tamed and has been tamed by mankind. But no man can tame the tongue. It is an unruly evil full of deadly poison. With it we bless our God and Father, and with it we curse men who have been made in the similitude of God. Out of the same mouth proceed blessings and cursings. My brethren, these things ought not to be so. Does a spring send forth fresh water and bitter from the same opening? Can a fig tree, my brethren, bear olives, or a grapevine bear figs? Thus no spring yields both salt water and fresh." How true are the things that James is saying here? I had a laugh because I was on Facebook a couple days back and someone just was going off on somebody else and they were just saying some really nasty things. And then, you know, a couple things down, they were talking to somebody else and they were saying, "God bless you, blah, 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 blah." And it's like, oh, look what you're doing there. It's incredible. But how often do we go back and think, man, I shouldn't have said this or that. I shouldn't have answered in that way. I should have held my tongue. I could have returned kindness instead of angry words. Let's continue on in verse 13, James 3 here. James 3 and verse 13. "Who is wise and understanding among you? Let him show by good conduct that his works are done in the meekness of wisdom. But if you have bitter envy and self-seeking in your hearts, do not boast and lie against the truth. This wisdom does not descend from above, but is earthly and sensual and demonic. For where envy and self-seeking exist, confusion and every evil thing are there." But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle and willing to yield, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. Now the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace. You know, it's based on our thought patterns. I find it interesting that James is talking at the end here about godly wisdom, but it's after he first talked about our tongues. By reference, what he's saying is that we have to become godly from the inside so that our communication will become more and more righteous and pure. You know, I'm sure we're all guilty of using communication that's not pure or righteous, but it really comes down to character. We choose how to communicate. We also choose to let others know what type of communication we allow. But Christ takes it a step further when he says in Matthew 12, 36 and 37, "But I say to you that for every idle word men may speak, they will give account of it in the day of judgment. For by your words you will be justified, and by your words you will be condemned." Wow. That's a very powerful statement. But then when we put it in context with Romans 3:28, which says, "Therefore, we conclude that a man is justified or declared righteous by faith apart from the deeds of the law." And then James 2 and verse 24, which says, "You see that a man is justified by works and not by faith only." We see that there's not just one thing that we have to be worried about. We are justified by faith, by works, and by words. All three are like elements of a person's character, making or showing who or what he is. It takes all three elements working in unison to help bring about a perfected person. So do we consider our words to be meaningful or weighty? Do we consider ourselves among those who use our words for meaningful and powerful edification? You see, it's important that we all work on our communication so that we can each strive for the same goal. It is important for the outside world when we're dealing out there, but it's even more important inside the church that we all come to use words properly. And lastly, Ephesians 4 and verse 29 says, "Let no corrupt word proceed out of your mouth, but what is good for necessary edification or for building up, that it may impart grace to the hearers." Brethren, we are responsible for the words we choose to use. We have to be on guard at all times. It is easy to get up and get caught up in the moment and to say things that we should not say. When we talk, we should be imparting to our listeners ways to grow, ways to uphold the truth. We are here to lift one another up and to strengthen one another, especially in our words.